This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Breaking this morning, Russia is now talking about that plane crash Wednesday in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. Russia's aviation chief says a Ukrainian drone attack was underway in the region of Chechnya when an airliner from Azerbaijan tried to land before diverting to Kazakhstan. He did not comment on statements by many aviation experts who blamed the crash on Russian air defense fire. The AP spoke with Alan Deal about this yesterday. He is a former U.S. Air Force investigator.
There was radar jamming, which made it difficult for the airline crew to land. And by all accounts, they were hit by a missile. So we know what happened. We need to look carefully at why it happened.
The man accused of lighting a woman on fire on a New York City subway has a second court hearing today.
Sebastian Zepeda's already been arraigned this week in Brooklyn on murder and arson charges. He has not yet entered a plea. Prosecutors allege Zepeda, who is a Guatemalan citizen who entered the U.S. illegally, lit the woman's clothing on fire and fanned the flames using a shirt in what New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch has called
one of the most depraved crimes one person could possibly commit against another human being.
She alleges Zepeda watched the woman burn to death from a bench outside the train on Sunday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Chinese court has sentenced a man to death for killing 35 people last month by driving into a crowd. The court found that he was unhappy about his divorce settlement. Much of this nation's going to see some stormy weather over the next few days, say forecasters, just as millions travel for the holidays. This is AP News. Somebody could win a ton of money tonight. The Mega Millions jackpot is worth $1 billion.
The sound of ringing up lottery tickets at the Bluebird Liquor Store in Hawthorne, California. Bluebird has a reputation for being a lucky store. In the past, it sold multiple winning Powerball and Mega Millions tickets. And tonight, the Mega Millions drawing is worth an estimated $1.15 billion. When customers like Ivan Minera enter the store, they rub a small Bluebird statue for luck.
I don't care if I have to split that money. I would take it.
Lisa Saradakis bought a bunch of tickets with her friends.
Well, there's four of us, and we've got $160.
Mega Millions is sold in 45 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Right now, tickets are $2, but in April, they'll increase to $5. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.